Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Yoshi Cast. I'm Yoshi, and this is Bo.
Woohoo!
And today we're going to talk about the world's greatest and our favoritest game, Grand Theft Auto V.
So, you've been into GTA V, or you've been into Grand Theft Auto franchise for a while.
Yes.
Which was your first experience in the franchise?
My first experience was Grand Theft Auto 2, and this is when it was still the god down mode, where you just saw the tops of cars and stuff. And from that, I learned that there was GTA 1, which I played. And I, you know, it wasn't like I played and beat these games. This was like I played for 10 minutes, and I'm like, it's an idea. Back to my Nintendo or whatever.
Right.
It wasn't until GTA 3 came out, because Rockstar North bought out the license to use GTA, that they just completely rewrote the whole thing. So that one took place in Liberty City.
So is that the first sort of open world one, or was it open world yet? I don't know the full history.
That was the first sort of open world.
Was it PC only?
No, it was PlayStation. Okay. It was PlayStation and PC. The thing is, so it was, Liberty City is that world's New York. And you couldn't, you know how massive Los Santos is. Well, cut that down into maybe a 16th. Okay. Still a large open world with, at the time, killer graphics. Not now. Yeah. You know, 4:3 aspect ratio, not letterbox. Soundtrack was eh.
But they were trying.
But the concept was that you were part of the mafia in some way. You were committing crimes, you were growing the brand, and you became the main guy at the end. There were a shit ton of cars. What you would notice, though, is like if you stole a Volkswagen Beetle, for maybe the next 15 minutes you played the game, the map would be loaded with mostly Volkswagen Beetles.
That's still a problem in GTA 5.
But whenever so much better.
Whenever they release a new car.
Yeah, but it's so much better. It's true. So much better.
And you can just eventually get out of the nut blocks.
The one I fell in love with, though, was Grand Theft Auto 3 Vice City. That was the shit. So you and I can drive or fly across the entire Los Santos map.
Right.
If that map were in Grand Theft Auto 3 Vice City, or just Grand Theft Auto 3, you could drive for 5 miles, load screen. Then you could drive for another 5 miles, then load screen.
Which a lot of games do.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Did. You know, they've found a way past that now. So, but yeah, Vice City took place in the 80s. The entire soundtrack was 80s. All the stations you could choose music from.
Was this Miami?
Yes, this was in Miami. All the stations you could choose, all 80s songs. 80s rap, 80s country, 80s pop, 80s rock. Oh, it's just one of the best soundtracks in a video game I've ever played. Had legitimate actors playing the main role. This game had a porn set you could drive onto and watch them film a porn. Again, tons of side missions.
Was this the first one where the killing hookers became a thing?
No, hookers... I don't remember if hookers was in GTA 2, but it was in 3 for sure. And I remember the first concept of my buddy being like, dude, look, we can get fucked in a car. And I'm like, do you realize that's fixing your health? And he's like, whoa! You know, we didn't have any concept that was a good thing to pay a hooker. And then just the irony of shooting them after they get out of the car and taking your money back. Spent a lot of time playing that fucking game, especially Vice City.
Nice. And then did you play 4 at all?
4, and I played...
People love 4.
Everybody loves San Andreas. That introduced the jetpack.
Okay.
So, which everybody's obsessed with in Los Santos, but nobody can find. It introduced the jetpack. It also introduced a lot of character building. Like, if you did run a lot because you didn't have a nice car in the game, your legs got thicker, you got more muscular,
awesome.
But there were actually, as I recall, there were aspects that you couldn't pass certain levels of the game unless you were a decked out roid person. I lost all interest in the game because of that. So I really didn't play it very much. The one after that also took place in Liberty City. Grand Theft Auto... So it was Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City. Then it was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Then Grand Theft Auto 4. That was with the Russian in Liberty City. I literally played that for 5 minutes. I own that. I played it for 5 minutes. The driving mechanic pissed me off so much in 5 minutes, I didn't play it again.
And I never played it.
That was a game, too, that I had fun buying because I wanted to be part of the world's most purchased, sold, highest grossing video game ever made. I wanted to be a part of it. And my way of doing that was buying it, even if I didn't play it. Same with Los Santos.
GTA 5.
Except I ended up liking it.
Oh, gotcha. You didn't expect to like it.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I was buying into the hype. I mean, there were blog posts and video posts Adam Sessler from G4 TV even did a whole thing like, all right, you aren't going to want to get up. You need to set your phone for alarms to get up every hour, go drink something, go eat something, take a shit, and come back and play. Because people, you know, a lot of people had died in Korea playing StarCraft and stuff, just sitting there and not moving. He's like, get up and move. Like, this was a real legitimate concern for people. So, yeah. What is it? I bought the game. I pre-ordered the game on Amazon.
You pre-ordered it, like, and it was near Christmas time? No, it was just winter.
It was just winter. It was.
We didn't seriously start playing together till winter.
I'm going to say it was close to my birthday. Maybe October, November.
Yeah. And Juno Mail sucks.
Juno Mail sucks. Amazon has gotten me stuff on release day and hasn't. It's just luck of the draw. I also did it because you were given a blimp. It was like the thing for pre-ordering. You could fly a blimp, which has turned out to be completely fucking worthless.
Totally worthless.
And that's something we'll delve back into. But the game didn't show up.
On release day.
On release day. So I went to the store and I bought it. Still got the blimp. And gave you the other copy when it got in the mail.
Yep.
And we have so much to touch on. But the best thing about buying that game on release day was that we had a solid month to beat it before they activated the online
before
component.
Before they finished fixing all.
Yeah, before they finished fixing everything, before they activated the online component. Because honestly, if they had turned on that online component, I probably never would have beat the story mode.
Yeah.
You know?
That story mode was awesome because it showed you the world.
Yes. And there, I've still got tons of side quests I haven't touched.
I don't think I'll ever finish it. But yeah. Sometimes I'll just go in and when I don't want to fuck with people, and I know you're not online, I'll just go drive through Los Santos, go get in a plane and fly through Los Santos because it's big, it's fun, and it's huge.
Do you find that you prefer the, I don't know if it's the right way, but there's a lot of stuff in single player mode that's not in multiplayer, such as something I call ambient life. Birds flying, you could get attacked by a cougar, a bear, I mean there's shit going on.
I would like some of that, but I understand Rockstar has troubles with its servers just doing what it's doing now.
Sure.
And anytime they release a new thing, there's a huge respike in their stuff and then a huge recrashing of their servers.
Yeah.
So I do miss ambient light. Birds are kind of cool, although it totally sucks to just like get taken out of the air by a random bird spawning in front of you.
How does that happen?
It hits your plane.
It just destroys your plane?
It's like getting hit with a bullet, bro.
I can understand losing an engine, but not bringing down the plane.
Well, not immediately, but you get messed up.
Hmm.
There's a lot of videos of people like skydiving and they hit a bird and die.
Right. Which probably has happened in real life, but it's certainly not a newsworthy occurrence. It happens so infrequently.
The heists took forever to come out online.
Right. We're jumping ahead of ourselves, yeah, though. So you know, you get the game, you load it up fucking forever. It was like 8 gigs, and then you had to download the 4 gig update or some shit. What, you know, this is not the type of game you normally would buy.
There's nothing I didn't like about the GTA series. I just never played them. In college, it was like my friends would hand me a controller and be like, go kill some hookers for me, Bo. And we're like, okay, hee-hee, that was fun. And I put it down, and I never never really want to buy them. Although the open world in this one just blew me away.
Yeah.
So I played story mode because you gave me a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fun. I thought some of the characters were really well done. The story, like the heists in the single player, are a lot of fun and kind of difficult
to get
done. And it was fun, and you can just drive around. It was weird.
Even that, even just, you know, I think I spent the first day just drove around the entire map. Like, it took 12 minutes. That's how big the map is.
I don't think I did that for a while. I just kind of busted out side quests of going picking up cars with the tow truck and all that kind of small little
production. Right.
But it was fun. The characters were interesting. I didn't really like them.
Yeah.
But they were compelling characters, a decent storyline. It was more like playing through sort of a Goodfellas kind of movie.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun that way.
It's a satire of American culture.
Yeah.
You know, and you said that, I'm going to quote you, you said that, you know, we beat the game. We beat it pretty close to the same time. And, you know, you guys who are listening have to understand, whenever Bo and I are around, we always talk about Grand Theft Auto to ignosium, to the disgust and hatred of our wives. You know, we can't go to a nice classy party or just hang out at a friend's house without Grand Theft Auto being the dominant subject.
Bro, I totally stole this sweet car. You have to check it out.
But we got this game. It came out for the PlayStation 3, and you said, and I think it's perfect. That game is the swan song for the PlayStation 3. It is the best game for that console to go out on.
They basically maxed everything they probably could.
Yeah, easily. And it's because of this game, absolutely because of this game, that on its second release, we bought the PlayStation 4. You know, oh. And we were bitching about it because, you know, we're cheap ass bastards.
We should talk about our dank memes before we go to 4.
Our dank memes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So, in the game, you have a shitty little phone, and your shitty little phone can take pictures, and you can upload these pictures to the internet, download these pictures from the internet, mm-hmm. and then re-upload them to the internet of your choosing.
Which is a lot longer process than it sounds.
And holy crap, on PlayStation 3, looking back, they're like 100K pictures. And they're, they're actually grainy, pixelated, mm-hmm. looking at them now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the shit. That was like, I'm not spending money, gig video record, or
but we looked into it.
We seriously did. We're like, that's hundreds of dollars on mm-hmm. systems that didn't mm-hmm. look that great for PS3.
Yeah.
So really, we bought a PlayStation 4 and the game again.
Right.
So,
and I think we bought the PlayStation 4 without realizing it had video recording capabilities.
Yeah, we didn't know yet.
So that changes things. But yeah, we it was your idea, I'm sure, but we made a meme.
A dank meme.
With God, this took forever.
Oh, we were just fucking around. Like for a long time, we'd just fuck around, being like, "Can we land X on a building?"
Yeah,
like it would be like, "Can we land the biggest plane on the tallest?"
And you spent a week, but you didn't.
I spent a week, and I had Yoshi helping me, and we'd take multiple trips, and I took a picture of that. And then we were just kept fucking around with ideas like that, and eventually, like, let's take the biggest car, the biggest fucking dump truck. And drop it on my head.
Yeah.
And Yoshi took a picture of that.
but the effort that it required... Because you see, we had to get a... I forget what the double whirly birds are. A carrier chopper?
Oh, fuck. I can't...
It's a helicopter with two blades that's capable of lifting cargo.
Cargo Bob.
Cargo Bob is what it's called in the game. I don't know what it's called in real life. But we had to find a chopper like that, which spawns randomly. So you could spend hours looking for the damn thing. You find one. You fly it to one end of the map to pick up this insanely large earth-moving dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to fly it to a part of the map where it's capable of jumping it down onto another person.
Well, meanwhile, we were being shot by like snipers across the map because we had these huge items that they could see.
It was...
I dropped a couple.
It took several attempts.
Just to get to the rooftop, it took several attempts.
Yeah. And on top of that, then you've got the little cell phone camera in-game. You got Snooze, Jason, driving the dump truck. You underneath shooting up at it. And I have to click the picture at the right possible point. We did this so many times.
I died like 8 times.
Yeah. Finally, we got a picture that was worth keeping. And then not until I loaded up into Photoshop could you see that there was the trail of the bullet. And
sparking off the thing.
And what did we write on that meme?
Never give up, never surrender.
Right. Which I think you just came up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't an intentional Galaxy Quest.
Not at all. But as soon as it got uploaded to Reddit.
Boom.
Galaxy Quest. That's another thing. You weren't big into Reddit at the time.
Nope.
I hadn't posted a whole lot on Reddit. I've been on Reddit, but I hadn't posted a whole lot.
She introduced me.
This one meme elevated me to the front of the Reddit.
To a front pager.
Front page of Reddit. Gave me a quadrillion likes. And
the comment section was actually pretty good.
Yeah. No, I'll link to this in the show notes so everybody can see that original post. But,
and people didn't even like the picture because, honestly, it was raining at the time.
Yeah.
And the still photo of that rain looks pretty fucking pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
So people were like, to begin with. But then once you hit the front page, everyone sucks your dick.
Yes.
But it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn funny.
So we're going to bounce around, obviously, okay. But... We get the PlayStation 4.
Boom.
You, me, and Snooze. We decide at some point for our anniversary of having a crew that we're going to recreate this. Problem number one, by this time, so many updates for Grand Theft Auto came out that they nerfed the Cargo Bob's ability to carry this truck.
Yeah.
So instead of flying this truck across the map, we now have to drive it across the map.
We drove it to an overpass and then just drove off the overpass.
Yeah.
Which actually looks kind of cool because Los Santos is in the background.
So when you look at the show notes, you'll have links to the meme we made of that, the animated meme we made of that, the video of it.
Yeah.
So you can see everything that went on. The best part about that is not only do you live, but basically the AI people in the game just go stupid.
They go fucking shit crazy.
Yes. It's one of the best videos. I don't think it elevated me or you or whoever posted it to the front page. But it did good.
The GIF made the front page. The video didn't do well.
Okay.
And the meme didn't do well. But the GIF has hit the front. Actually, the GIF has hit the front page twice. Well, only once posted by me. A reposter posted it to the front page.
Okay.
And deliberately knowing what they were doing.
Right. Assholes. That's a whole other argument. A whole other thing to talk about at another time. But what is it? I synced the whole you getting crushed by the dump truck with the Final Countdown by Europe.
Yes, that was awesome.
I shit you not, I lay the audio track down and the first time it's perfectly synced. I had the work on this video was minimal, you know? Oh, it turned out so good. Okay. So we got addicted to the highs of social media accepting our shitty cell phone pictures in the game. So I think maybe this is an appropriate time to say, you know, then when GTA 4 came out for the PlayStation 4.
Five. Came out for the 4.
Five came out for the 4. We had to buy a whole new console.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people would have said, you should get a PC at this point. But that wasn't out for another...
That wasn't out till...
It was another 3 months or so.
Almost.
So
it was a fucking long time.
Right, yeah. We're not going to play that game.
But
so now we own PlayStation 4s for one fucking game.
I play other games, but you don't.
Well, you've got a little more time than I do, unfortunately.
But we also made our crew in GTA Online.
Yes.
About that Team Power Awesome Team.
Should we talk a little bit about the history of Team Power Awesome Team?
Do you want to... You take the lead on the history, since we should only go back to TOS for Team Power Awesome Team.
TOS?
The Kingdom of TOS and your DNA.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know if it predates this, but so my wife and I moved to Juneau. We meet Bo. This is the abbreviated version. Bo has movie nights. And we come over once a week and we watch movies. I get the grand idea, especially, I think it was during the dark months, as I call it, that let's not watch movies. Let's play Dungeons & Dragons. I'm going to buy the books. We'll figure out Dungeons & Dragons. Fucking figure out Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm the Dungeon Master. Bo and the others are part of the party. And Bo comes up with a party name. Team Power Awesome Team. T-Pat for short. Funny as fuck when he came up with it. Don't know if it had a previous incarnation or not. We all fucking loved it. It was funny. It was great. I actually at home have my little Dungeon Master castle. And then I have the original minis that we used for that. So T-Pat still has...
It's an original source.
Original source. Aspect of it anyways. So that carried on over to our crew in Grand Theft Auto.
And so when we first started playing online, it was actually hard to log into the same servers with each other, despite us having PlayStation friends with each other.
Yeah.
So I decided to take it a step further, because they introduced this idea of having a crew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever, we can be a gang. And I racked my brain for like a couple days about what our crew would be named. And then I talked to Frank about it. I'm like, what do you think about... Frank, what do you think about Team Power Awesome Team? He's like, I like it. And Team Power Awesome Team without spaces is the exact total number of characters you can use for your crew. So I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome.
It's what it's meant to be.
So I made our crew Team Power Awesome Team.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the best feeling in the world, because when you win a race, you get to like wave at the other racers and it says your name and your crew name, if you have one. And so when Team Power Awesome Team comes up and somebody just goes, Team Power Awesome Team, what the fuck is that? It is the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
When somebody... And, I mean, and the other side of it is I've, like, raced, like, little kids who are playing, and they're like, Team Power Awesome Team, at least you're awesome. Like, so it's still just, like, pretty fucking awesome.
I think it's worth saying at this point. So we bought the game twice. That's $120. We bought a console. We'll round up and say $500. So that's $620. Headsets, we'll say $700.
No regrets.
No regrets at all. Also, when I have a spare minute, that's still what I put. That has been a huge money saver. I mean, if you think about how much people spend on entertainment in a year.
But I want you to know, we made $4 on YouTube.
Thanks for watching the videos, everybody. Yeah, I still find that game and the consoles and the headsets and fucking even the gift cards I've bought.
Well, I think
I still come up out on top.
The thing about it is we're still playing.
Yeah.
We're still making new content, even though some of it's just new cars or yachts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're probably going to release new heists, which will be fun all over.
God, the biggest rumor floating around right now, especially on YouTube, is that they will add Los Santos as another island.
You mean San Andreas?
I mean Liberty City.
Liberty
City.
You'd fly over to it?
Yes.
Fly through a loading screen?
God, I fucking love flying in that game. I could just... It was like when Red Dead Redemption came out. I'd just take one of the ponies and I'd just go stand in the field and just watch the little butterflies go by or the fucking bobcat or something. I just love to fly around in that game. I would charge the bare minimum to fly people from one island to another. I mean, that's how fucking awesome flying is for me. As a result, I've kind of become death from above for the crew.
Yeah, he's our aerial support. Yeah. Oh, yeah, our favorite game within the game to play is you can... It's a way of anti-grieving the system setup. You can use your phone to put a bounty on another player.
Yeah.
And then whoever kills that player gets the X $1,000.
Up to $9,000.
Up to $9,000. So our favorite thing to do would be I put a bounty on Yoshi or Yoshi puts one on me, and then we go to a nice little camping spot. And then we just pwn people for an hour.
Crew gets together. We act like we're going after you, but we're not. We're just picking off whoever comes after you. And
it's a good fun. And Yoshi plays Death from Above. He prevents people from getting into...
I bring the rain, goddammit.
Yeah.
You know, Jason is kind of... Jason Snooze is kind of like the guy that goes out after people.
He can be relentless. He can just get pissed off at one dude and just keep following.
He does that. He also brings people to us to kill.
He'll go piss off somebody and then run to us.
Frank is that to a lesser extent. He will, if somebody's close to you, he will go down and be melee.
He was a pretty good street fighter.
And then Josh is...
He's fun.
Yeah, he's fun. He's funny, and he definitely takes a more a distance approach from picking off the people coming in. But it's kind of, I feel like, you know, we our crew has naturally fallen into the different roles that need to be to protect the bounty when you're supposed to be destroying the bounty.
Yeah, I remember Josh's first day, we tried the bounty trap, and nobody came, so he was just, like, up on the rooftop with us, like, humming.
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
He's just... putting in his smart aleck little answers to our little jokes.
Yeah,
or something.
And we'll be talking shit to the entire map, and then somebody will get mad at him for some reason. Do you remember this? And they sent mercenaries after him, and he was in a clothing store. Like, we were fucking with people, right, killing them, and somebody got mad at me, I think, because I was talking shit. And then Josh gets on the headset like, why are mercenaries coming after me? I'm shopping. We're like, you went shopping, bro? He always looks good, too. He's, like, always in a clean-cut suit and wearing our underwear.
Yeah. No, so. I'm wearing heart boxers. So that was a fun game that we played for a long time. It doesn't seem to work so much anymore because there are...
Oh, there's so much money.
There's so much more, especially since the advent of the yachts and the VIPs. Like, it's almost like kill the VIP anymore. It's like nobody gives a shit about bounties. They're not worth enough to spend your time on. Fix that, Rockstar. Give us more money to put on bounties.
Right, that'd be fun. And then surviving the bounty would be worth it.
Yeah. They do release new content, the yachts being one of them. I have a big grievance with the yachts. The yachts piss me off. I want a yacht, but if I were to buy the yacht
with
real money, it would cost 3 times more than what the game itself costs. And for those of you who don't know, they implemented yachts in the game. So you can buy an apartment and your character can live in an apartment. You can buy a garage so that their cars have a place to stay. Now you can live on a yacht with with an air missile defense system, which is, it's totally pimp. It's totally cool.
Except
it doesn't move. So it's just sitting there in the water. It can be your home. But the cost of it is inconceivable. It's ridiculous how much it costs. I haven't really had that bitch before. I mean, my jet cost $3 million.
That's right. During the jet, you buy during heists when you're racking in the dough.
Right, right, right. It's not an unrealistic. It's like $10
right.
in real world money. I got no problems with that. I got problems with fucking... that much for a yacht, so I'm not buying one. 7 times
that much for a yacht. But yachts don't really add anything to the game. It's just a status symbol, which most of what the game is about, the status symbol.
Sure, how much money? Do you have a gold jet or not? Flying around with the major bling.
But we've definitely had fun. The hardest thing is sort of finding people who just don't run up to you and shoot you. And those are the fun days. We find people who just want to go off jumps with us and run and fuck around.
It's because we can't do the bounty game anymore. It's kind of it pays off if you can find a cool group of randoms to hang out with. I remember early on, I was playing the game obsessively, and you had to sleep for work, pussy.
Yeah.
And I came across a map filled with guys who were just fucking parkouring. You know, their slogan was, "We parkour hardcore." And we were, you know, we all met at the strip club. We were just jumping over dumpsters and bins.
Well, did you come up on them and they all had their guns pointed at you and you're like, I'm here to parkour.
Yeah. We're like, I'm friendly. Let's parkour. And I think at that point too, I only had the motorcycle in my inventory. I had nothing to drive but a fucking motorcycle. And yeah, we parkour, and then somebody else came along and sniped the shit out of us, or then just did a drive by and killed us. And that kind of, God, it was late. I went to bed after that.
You get your revenge.
But yeah, those are the times when you run into our randoms that are cool and you just do stupid stuff. We remember that a whole lot. Or with your crew and you're trying to take a photo meme
of a dump truck hitting you,
which took days. You know, it was totally worth it because those are the stories you remember. There's a lot of rumors about what's going to happen in the future. This game, unlike Vice City, and I can't speak for Grand Theft Auto 4 or San Andreas, but has, especially in multiplayer, you've got the races, which are kind of in-game, out-of-game, you can earn money. You got missions, in-game, out-of-game, you can earn money. They'll drop just fucking random packs sometimes, and you have to go shoot your way through to get the packs to get the limited edition t-shirt that might be in it. So much of this is customizable. But yeah, it's such a good game, and I actually went through a little bit of withdrawal when Transformers Devastation came out, and I was trying to beat that and come up with content for transmissions for that one. I missed my Grand Theft Auto that time. Why don't we talk about... Well, okay, so the rumors that I've been reading, I don't know what you've read or if you read rumors, they will add, the rumor is that they'll add Liberty City as another island. That would be really fucking cool. And from everything I've been reading and seeing, a good chunk of that update has actually been downloaded to everybody's games. Like they're sneaking it in piece by piece, so it's not a massive download all at once.
That would be cool. I wonder how it would be implemented. It would be nice because it is getting kind of boring here. I've had like a lot of the same shootouts and a lot of the same blocks over and over again, and a lot of it's just who wins is based on positioning of cover,
right?
Or who has the RPG spam.
If they had some sort of, you know, maybe this is the wrong idea, but an economy based system where, you know, you kind of had to work for or against each other. Because like I said, you know, I would love to be a pilot flying people from one end of the map to the other. Even minus, you know, don't add the expansion. Even just flying people would be fucking... Be the guy that flies around rescuing people.
Nice.
That's just me. I like to do that.
I haven't read anything about flying that map, though.
Bounty is kind of an aspect of that, you know. Like, this guy on the map's picking on me. If you kill him, I'll give you $9,000 type of thing.
Right.
You know, aspects of that have been in the game, have come and gone.
But I think everyone thinks of the game as... Because you're holding a gun, they think of it as all other shooter games.
Yeah.
And all... Most other shooter games are sort of war, like my team versus your team,
mm-hmm.
Player versus player mm-hmm. environments. Whereas I view the map as it's player versus environment with player versus player possible. It's not solely player versus player, but they don't really reward being nice to each other. It's like, oh, you're driving with somebody. Here's 100 experience points. And you're like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a tenth of a level. You know, it's nothing.
But if you take out the weapons, okay? So you got driving, you got flying, you've got walking, you've got bicycling. Basically, it becomes a life simulator, I think. You know, it's just, especially in a place where we live, where it's dark a lot or it's rainy a lot, it's nice to pop in that game and be like, that's the sun. Holy shit.
Let's go to the beach.
Yeah. I've done that. You know? So I guess a question is, you know, like, what could they do to make the game, I don't know.
It would be nice if they, I mean, they could segregate servers for people who are like, I mean, they tried to do that with the bad sports lobby, where if you blow up too many players.
There used to be the dunce hat thing. Yeah. Do they still do that?
I think they got rid of it because it didn't work and people were abusing it.
Okay.
And some people would get sent to it that...
You kind of know who's the assholes on the map anyways, because they turn up red instead of...
Right. Well, and they implemented that. But what would be nice is if... And I think they tried it, but it doesn't work. It's figuring out a way to get like-minded players into the same servers. Or literally have a choice. Like, you can't shoot at other players in this server. You're just going to fuck around with them. But then it would segregate too much.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing I hate about modern games. Back in the day, I'm talking Quake, I'm talking Duke Nukem. You could host your own game. You could rent a server from an ISP. Back then, for me, it was dial-up. Put the game on there and host it so everybody had the same ping times. You actually had to take that into account. Like, fucking technology now... we can be in Alaska playing with that kid from Europe who's like, the bogey is down, you know, and it moderates it so we're all on the same ping. You couldn't do that back in the day. But because you could host the server aspect of the game, you could also say, you know, no shooting friendlies is allowed. No, you could put all these stipulations in. Now we're limited to the default. We can't do anything.
But Reddit does have private servers, so you can just walk around on yourself.
Sure. But if you're going to do that, why not just do it in single player?
Yeah.
Where you get the life. You get the animal life.
You can do private servers with just your friends or private servers with just people you invite, mm-hmm. which is how most people, like if they encounter a group of people who want to just hang out and then they're tired of getting shot by randoms, somebody starts a private server and then just invites.
They all bounce over there, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's part of it. I don't mind occasionally, like, fucking somebody's shit up when they start fucking shit my shit up. Like, mm-hmm. that's the best feeling in the world. Like, Yoshi and I sometimes will get bored with the bounty game. So Yoshi snooze. And what was his name? Like, Papa Smurf that one time?
Oh, yeah.
We all just started killing each other, and we were giggling, right? There's, like, because we're friends, and we sort of made it two-on-two. It was, like, whoever was standing near each other when mm-hmm. they respawned would be against the other two. So, but everyone else on the map saw that there's this area of this shitstorm of people killing each other. So people wanted in on the shitstorm to get a bunch of kills. So they'd, like, drive in all creepy and stealthily and try and sneak up. Except as soon as they showed up and shot one of us, it was four.
Yeah, no.
It was, and we brought their shit up and then they'd run away.
Right.
That's fun. Because they expected just chaos happening and it was actually, like, friends fucking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they just turned it against themselves.
I'll see if I can find it for the show notes. This guy wrote, basically reversed, I believe he reversed engineered the game to figure out how a game like Grand Theft Auto can be so open sandbox, how it renders frame by frame, which is really interesting, the stuff it renders and the stuff you don't realize it renders. Like, you can't see your reflection in car windows or anything. Like, you don't think to look either, but... Right. You know, everything else is reflected, so your mind just assumes type of thing. The way headlights reflect off a watery road. I mean, he broke down everything, and that was a really cool thing. I'll try and put that in the show notes.
I have seen, like, the Reddit post that usually does every winter. Somebody takes a picture of their chrome car, so mm-hmm. you see the reflection.
Yeah.
In the snow, none of the snow is in the reflection.
Yeah.
You're seeing the desert.
Yeah. Yeah, so every winter, Rockstar flips a switch, and for like 3 days, the whole map is covered in a light dusting of snow.
And the snow will always be on the ground, but it'll start snowing and be sunny, and then start mm-hmm. snowing. And when it snows with heavy cloud cover, and you're flying, you are fucked.
Yeah, no, it's hard to see shit.
You could barely see buildings that you're about to hit.
Somebody, I saw on YouTube the other day, somebody's like, you can stand here at this time every day, as long as it's a clear sky, and you can see the auroras.
Oh.
And I that's right by, actually, it's where my apartment is up north, which was a pretty neat little find. You know, but sometimes the sunrises are so gorgeous, or every now and then you forget the fact that there's actually lightning in the game. You know, every time it rains doesn't mean it's going to be lightning, but when it does, fuck, you know, it scares you. What would you like to see in GTA 6?
More, like, there's definitely the big urban area and smaller rural areas in this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the map clusterfucks the city area.
Yeah.
We liked to get the fuck out of the town and explore and mess around, but then ultimately the woods is not very fulfilling because, like, you can't actually take cover behind a tree. You can't, there's no good way to have a shootout in the woods. The woods aren't. Whereas behind a dumpster, behind a building is how you take cover in the game. So it would be nice to have more combative environments that are useful in the game, mm-hmm. not just pretty. They're goddamn gorgeous, but they're pretty useless.
Well, I think when you do, missions just for money, like we used to do the Boneyard all the time. And that shows the versatility of doing a game like that in the middle of nowhere. So you know it's possible. You know that they've thought about it, but everybody stays in the city. And maybe that's just because it's easy to call for cars. It's easy to get cars.
And that's where your apartments are.
That's where your apartments are.
And that's where everybody's apartment is next to each other. So that's where people spawn camp each other coming out of their apartments.
Yeah.
And that's just where people load in the game because of all the apartments are. So people don't usually get out of there before the shit happens. So I would like to see multiple urban areas, city areas, so that gets spread out more.
Multiple
big cities.
Big cities, right.
And then also more useful rural areas. Because it's fun to go out in the rural boondocks, but somebody comes up on you in a supercar, they're going to fuck you over because you can't hide behind many rocks.
Right.
It would be awesome to have a female main character. I was kind of disappointed in GTA 5 with the main characters. I thought Trevor was insane and that was fun, but ultimately not fulfilling. Michael is kind of depressing.
Sure.
And then Franklin's the only character I really cared about because he was just kind of an up-and-coming kid.
He really came from nothing.
He's
the one character that's most like all the other previous GTA characters, literally coming from nothing.
And he just wants to do better by himself, and he actually has somewhat of a moral code.
Sure.
He doesn't want to fuck over his friends. So mostly I spent time with him because earning him money felt good.
Right.
Trevor's kind of a dickbag even to his friends. Michael's kind of a sad piece of shit.
He is. And a dickbag to his friends. So I think I would like to see in the next version either a massively larger map. You know, honestly, I would like a redo of Vice City. Like, redo Vice City completely. Massive. Takes place in the 80s. Massive map. Massive. Multiple cities. I would like them to, if they could, bring back ambient life to multiplayer.
That'd be nice.
Increase the 32-player limit, if
right.
it's possible.
That should be way higher.
With a map as big as Los Santos, 32 people, it's easy to get away from. I would like them to remove all of the races and all, like, I understand races are fun and people can make money like that, but when you're loading the game, go into a version that is, you know, your life is to race and shoot and make money, or you actually want to partake in an open sandbox multiplayer. I hate when I jump into a map, especially recently, where it's loaded with 32 people, and you realize all of them are ducking out to go do races or something.
Or their server crashes.
Or the server crashes, but mostly that. Like, that drives me nuts. Like, you start off with 32 people, and you're down to 3. You know? I hate that.
It'd be great to have more ways of interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, you can talk to them and you have a gun. So it's like, kill and talk.
Right.
They can get in your car and you can drive them around, but that gets boring and then they pull a pin on a grenade and blow you and your car up just for fun because they're bored.
Fucking trolls.
So I don't know what that would be. That would have to be a very creative new game mode.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what that is. I mean, there are people who want it to be like the entire continent of the U.S. GTA version.
There's no reason why it can't be.
Well, but it would probably be like you're in California, and then you have to drive load screen. Now you're in Nevada.
I don't know. I don't know. Because there are maps. There are games that are open world, I think, that are bigger than Los Santos.
Not many. I mean, I...
But like if...
Cause 3, but that's... I think there's a lot of ocean between land masses.
Yeah.
It would be bigger, but I've never played.
And I don't know how that would, like, could you have like 100 people on a map? You fly from, say, Los Santos to Liberty City, load screen in between while you're flying across the ocean.
You'd probably be on a different server.
That is why it won't work.
Make it so that different server loads seamlessly.
You know what, though? They can do that because they do that with World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and ESO.
Yeah, and everybody.
I literally walk through a doorway and I'm on a different server in a different map.
Oh, well, see, in fucking Warcraft, you're on the same server. You just do hit load screens. It's got to be I wouldn't think that I don't think the graphics are nearly as good on compared to GTA 5.
But by the time they get there for GTA 6, it'll be easy.
Yeah.
Multiple endings, that'd be fun. I think there is kind of multiple endings in GTA 5 single player.
Yeah.
Whereas Franklin, you can choose to kill your friends or not.
Tons of Easter eggs in the game. Although I think we've kind of talked this out now.
You didn't once mention the crew logo I made for you.
You
piece of shit.
You made. So we. So Bo starts the crew Team Power Awesome Team, and then pixel by pixel makes our crew logo, which is a slightly morphed version of the Autobot
it was pretty
symbol.
Shitty to begin with. But it was a good start.
But it was morphed slightly on purpose so that there wouldn't be any
litigation.
Well, I can't imagine Hasbro coming after five people that play Grand Theft Auto. I just don't see it happening. Download pirated music and the whole industry is going to come at you like it's the end of the world. So yeah, our crew logo, and it's on everything. It's on our cars. It's on our clothes. We get occasionally a compliment about, dude, you're a fucking Autobot. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so
more than meets the eye, motherfucker.
Yeah, and some of the YouTube videos are like, where do I get an Autobot jacket?
You make it.
You draw a crew logo and put it on a shitty jacket. But now it's colorized and awesome. I redid it.
It's really cute. You redid a lot
you
of
should,
good.
You should
a lot
post
work.
The link to the shitty one from like the original Bumblebee. And then the new one. It's dope.
I'll try and get all that together.
Yeah. Don't be a lazy sack of shit.
Fuck. No, are we good?
Sure.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on our fucking epic talk on Grand Theft Auto. Thanks for joining me, Bo.
Uh-huh.
And we'll talk to you next time.